weeks, and I told them I would get back.
Okay, so what we're doing now is further in these learning the different Rishonim about the theory as to when you say al and when you say le. Okay? Which brachas of mitzvahs get say on, and which ones to? Commanded us on, commanded us to. So the first position we did was the Ran. We did the Ran, and we did Rabbeinu Tam, and now we're going to do the Riva. So quickly, the Ran's basic idea, and you'll see, I'm going to mention the Ran now a little bit, because we're going to do the Ran. The Riva is very similar to the Ran, almost the same. The difference is not so much in what they say, but it's in how they answer certain problems. Like I said, as in any time here, every Rishon gives his theory, and then you have to explain a lot of cases. No theory works so smoothly. So you have to, first of all, have a theory about bracha, and then you have to explain how the particular mitzvos work into that theory. Okay? So that's what they do. So the Ran and the Riva expressly say just about the same theory. I think maybe even exactly the same. But the way they answer certain problems is different, which is interesting. Okay, is interesting. I guess indicates that either they learn those mitzvos differently, or that they learn the theory a bit differently. You know, I mean, just because you say the same thing doesn't mean, you know, there could be subtle differences in the theory, or you could say the theory is exactly the same. But they have different ideas about certain mitzvahs, which lead to them to be able to give certain answers and not give other answers. So I guess that's kind of going to be our job here. Okay? So, in doing so, I guess we could forget about Rabbeinu Tam, because he had a whole different path. I mean, that's a different thing. But the Ran's basic answer was, his basic idea, was that The basic fact, the show difference is, must the mitzvah be done by you, or can the mitzvah be accomplished through an agent, through a shliach, a messenger? Okay, if it could be done through you, if it has to be done through you, then you could say le, that God commanded us to put on tefillin, because He commanded us to do the action of putting on tefillin. Okay, so that's the nature of the mitzvah. That's what I must do. That's the way the person, we said, is the kedusha of the mitzvah, is how the person is engaged in the mitzvah, how the mitzvah perfects a person. It's that God said, commanded us to do action X. And not that it can't be done through a shliach, whatever. But, for instance, when it comes to a person, let's say, doing circumcising his son, God did not command me to do action X. Because I have the right to get an agent, to hire a mohel, hire a professional. So therefore, rather, God commanded me on the institution of Mila. Okay, he made me responsible for the Mila of my son. Okay, it's not a obligation, a mandate to act, but it's a mandate to carry out a certain responsibility, to bring about a certain result, you may say. Okay, and that's a different type of a kedusha. There's a different type of a charge on the person. And we said is that since the bracha, you say, Asher kedushanu mitzvosa, who commanded us, who sanctified us through the mitzvos, so you're for a different level, the sanctity of the mitzvah is different when you're telling someone to act, and different than when you're telling someone to be responsible for something. Different type of, and honestly, better or worse, I mean, they're just different. They're different types of charges. So, since the bracha you're mentioning, a mitzvah is a vehicle of kedusha, of giving us a certain perfection, you may say. So, therefore, in the text of the bracha, you reflect the nature, you define the nature of the kedusha of the mitzvah. Okay. Now, if you recall, I mean, there were a lot of problems with the theory, and I'll just, remind you of let's review a few things, a few problems which I think are relevant in that the Riva is different from the Ran in a few things. So I think I'll review the things that I think the Ran the Riva answers differently, because those are the parts of the Ran which are going to be, the parts of the Ran which are going to be relevant here. So two of them that I just want to remind you of. Which are, which are the maybe I'll just remind you of the facts of the two of them, which are by Ner Chanukah. So by Ner Chanukah, it would seem on the surface that you could use an agent, because the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, you don't have to light Ner Chanukah. Rather, someone in your household could light Ner Chanukah. Okay, so your father could light Ner Chanukah, for instance, for you, and he'll obviate your need to. You don't have to do it. So therefore, on the surface, you'd say it's possible through a shleach. It's a responsibility, not an action. So you should say al, but you don't. You say l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. So Tosfos, so the Ran basically said that's not shlichos. That's not agency. Rather, it's a halacha that the household is obligated. And when one person in the household lights, he's lighting for the unit of the household. Okay, so you can't hire an agent. You can't get some outside guy to do it for you. Okay, but it's really, it's a, the gavra, the person who is commanded is the person of the household. There's a new entity, a new gavra, the household. And the household must do it actively. Okay, now the way the household acts is through one of its participants. Okay, but that's not a shliach. That's not shlichus. Okay? Fine. That was one instance. Okay, one case. The other case was by Truma and Meiser. Truma. So that you have to tithe. You have to take a percentage of your produce and give it, designate it to Hashem and give it to the Kohen. Okay, so in tithing, you could use a shliach. He's an agent to do it for you. So therefore, you should argue that you say, oh, on the institution, you don't have to act. But you don't. You say, lahafresh. Okay, you say, lahafresh. So, the Ran said, because really, even though you can use a shliach, you have to have das. You have to have intent. When the shliach does it, he's doing the mechanical action. But if he does it without your intent that he's doing it, it simply doesn't work. For instance, if an agent circumcises your son, it works. It works whether you know about it or you don't know about it. He circumcised your son, so it's been taken care of. You don't have to do anything. But when it comes to the truma, so if the guy does it without your knowledge, it doesn't do anything. Doesn't do anything. You need to have intent corresponding to his action. Okay, when he does it. When he acts, you have to have intent. Okay, so therefore, he says you're involved. So on the surface, we said that sounds difficult, because bottom line is he's the one acting. So it's nice you have intent, but what's intent? So we explained that, let's see, the essence of truma is really is an internal relinquishing of your ownership and control over your object, and a recognition that everything is from God. And that relinquishing is essentially internal, but it has to be expressed through an action. But the action is just, so to speak, the concretization of your internal removal from the truma. And that cannot be done through a shliach. The shliach is, so to speak, just concretizing, realizing the truma. But Shuma is not essentially an action. Shuma is essentially a hafrasha, which is an internal separation from the thing. So that's not considered a mitzvah of a shliach. That's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah where you are doing it. This is an intrinsic mitzvah is really being done by you. Okay, so that's what we said for the Ran. And therefore, it has a leh. It's two. Okay. So there were other problems in the Ran, but if you remember another one, so just I remember another one. I'm not going to go into the svar of it, but another one was by Svira. By counting the Omer. So counting the Omer, you make the bracha before you count. So you should say, I'm sorry, you have to do it. You can't use an agent. So therefore you should say, leh, future, the leh, right? You must do it. So he said, no, because really the mitzvah is also, but you say, al sfiras Omer. So he says, that's because another principle is that leh is future, al is past. So since he says in Omer, the counting of the Omer is after, follows the bringing of the Karban Omer. You bring the Karban Omer on the first and second day of Pesach, and then you count. You start counting. So somehow the counting, the bringing of the Karban is part of the mitzvah, and since therefore you want to reference that the bracha is really going on the past as well. So therefore you say al, which refers to the past. If you just said leh, so even though you are personally obligated, but there's another thing about tense. So therefore, you want to imply the past as well, not only the future. So that's fine. That's the way he answered. Just okay, fine. So let's see the Rosh. Okay, the Rosh brings down the Riva. Okay. So first of all, when the Rosh One thing to notice is that the Rosh brings down two theories. Okay, the Rosh brings down two theories. And, the Rosh brings down two theories. And the first one is Rabbeinu Tam, which is a different theory, which we're not going to go into. But in doing so, in doing Rabbeinu Tam, he brought down certain mitzvahs which are in line with Rabbeinu Tam's theory. And one of them was Truma. And Truma, if you remember, he said it's instantaneous versus lengthy. Whatever. And Truma, according to that theory, should be Al, because it's instantaneous. And he says, actually, that's what you say, Al HaFrashas Truma. So whereas the Ran had to deal with, why is it that in Truma you say Le, you should say Al, the Rosh didn't have that. The Rosh's text was Al. Okay, and now, although that was in the reign of Tom, he never changes that. So what I'm saying is that it would seem according to the Riva, okay, according to the Riva, on Truma you don't say Le. You say Al. Okay? You say Al, you don't say Le. Okay, so we'll get to that. But I'm saying that's one difference between the two. The Ran had Le, and the Rosh, who's bringing down the Riva, but the Rosh is, you know, he has Al. Okay, so that's one of the difference that's important to notice. Okay, fine. So let's look at the Riva. So Riva Yivachalik. So the Riva, this is on, if you have the Gemara, if you look, you don't have to have it, but if you have it, it's in the Daf Kuf Chav Dalet, it's in the pages of the Rosh. It's the fifth line of the Riva, the right column. Okay? So Riva Yivachalik, the mitzvah, the Evshal Lassalik, the Shliach Mavarach Al. So a mitzvah which you could do using an agent, you say Al. Av mitzvah shehu ba'atzmo tzorach, so where you yourself have to do it, tzorach levarach b'lamed. Then you say l'lamed. Right? Same exact thing, right? Sounds like the same exact thing. Mizuhis k'sas varas hashas. And this is a little bit what the Gemara says. De lomol mashma de lo sagi de la v'yomoyl, because it's said in the Gemara that by Mila, you can't, even though Mila implies the future, you can't say lomol because you don't personally have to do it. Right? So the Gemara, he's just showing that this was rooted in the Gemara. Perhaps he's alluding to Rabbeinu Tam's was totally not rooted in anything in the Gemara. It's saying is that the Riva's answer at least is rooted in the Gemara.
And this is the Rosh.
This is the Rosh bringing down.
He probably had the
Ramban. What? It could be he knew the Ramban, or at least he knew whether he had the Ramban or he didn't have that. I mean, he probably did, but it's implicit anyway.
It's
problem in
Rabbeinu Tam.
Right? I mean, he doesn't bring it up, but you know, this is he's saying this is rooted in the Gemara. Okay, fine. So now he's going to get into some particulars. So, Ve'ala Shofar. So, what should you say by Shofar? By Shofar. You're making the bracha on hearing the Shofar. So, you personally have to hear. So, he says, fine. Anu Baruch L'Shema, we call Shofar. Because you have to hear. So, that's good. No problem, right? You have to hear. You can't use an agent to hear. Fine. L'Kro is a Hallel. Right? What about reading the Hala? Okay? I don't think the Ran took this up. The Rabbeinu Tam did. But I don't think the Ran did, right? Okay. So what do you say by Hallel? What you'd say by Hallel?
You have said.
So you'd say Hallel. Well, do you? You could use Shema Kona. You could use, in general, by mitzvahs of saying something, you could have, like, by Kiddush. Kiddush, you have to say. Not really. Your father could say it, and you could listen and say Amen. So by Hallel, in theory, you could do that also. Okay? So if you follow me, which I'm tricking you, but in theory, so therefore you should say, Al. But we don't, right? He says, Likro as Hala.
Right.
He says, Likro as Hala, Afal be the Shukamea Kaona, Kamagai Mikra Megillah, right? Because by Megillah, for instance, you say, Al Kriyas Megillah. On reading the Megillah. Why on? Because someone else reads and you could listen. So by Hala also, someone else could read and you could listen. Okay, so by Hallel, so in theory, Hallel you could do Shomei Kona. Shomei Kona means hearing is like saying. Okay, if you hear something and have in mind that it counts for you, so that counts. So therefore, by Hallel you could do that also. So it says but he says that he says Afal pi Shomei Kona Kamo Gai Mekam Yil Mekal Mako Mitzvah Laanos Brashei Aprakim Afal pi Shomei Kona. It's a mitzvah for you to answer at the beginnings of the prakim. Okay? It's a mitzvah. So apparently the way they had it was, I mean, there are different menhagim, right? Ram says everyone had different customs. But the way they had it apparently was that the Shef Sibor, right, the guy in charge, would read the whole Hallel, and at like the beginning of every parak or whatever, they would chant in. Okay, they'd chime in. People would chime in. And that's a mitzvah. It's not mandatory, because really, you don't have to. Give me one second. Okay, so he says that, so that even though technically you really don't have to say anything, technically you could fulfill the mitzvah through Shmei Ka'onah, but it's a mitzvah to participate. Okay, it's a mitzvah too. Okay, to say something. Okay, and since it's a mitzvah, so therefore you say la. Which is interesting. This is interesting because on the surface, okay, as far as the mitzvah, but you're not obligated to. What are you commanded to do? So what are you commanded to do? You're not really commanded to. So okay, so it's nice. It's a mitzvah. But so what? Right? Okay, it's always a mitzvah. I mean, even by a shliach, it's always a mitzvah to be better off doing something with the shliach, you know, by yourself than with the shliach. So as far as the mitzvah, but not every mitzvah, because what are you supposed to? What are you commanded to do? Okay, so that's a little bit of a problem. Okay, good. And then he says like this. He says, Now, tevila, okay, now here's how it goes. Now, what about tevila, going in the mikvah? So what would you say? Going in the mikvah,
you can't do that
with the shliach, right? So therefore you should say le, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know. Okay? So, ve'al ha'tevila, right? You may say al ha'tevila, like al tevilas kelim, al ha'tevila. Even though when you personally, a human being, goes in the mikveh and they're tamei, right? So then they you can't use a shliach. Kivon de tefilas kelim efshar lekayim al yedei shliach. Low plug.
No way.
So he says that there's a mitzvah of a person going in the mikveh if he becomes defiled somehow, touches something. And then there's another mitzvah that when you buy a utensil from a guy, so the halacha is that you have to put it in a mikveh. You have to dip it in the mikveh. Because it's like it's the kelim of a guy. Its identity as kelim of goyim, and you have to redesignate it as kelim utensils of Jews. Okay, so the thing is now that you can use a shliach for, right? To total your kli. Use a shliach. So since you can use a shliach for that, so therefore you could say so therefore that one you say al, and since by that you say al. So therefore, by human being going in the mikvah also, because he's tamei, and if you're tamei, you can't go in the base of mikdash or whatever, therefore also you say al. Okay? Even though it's not exactly the same bracha. One of them you say al ha'tefillah, and one of them you say al tefillah kelim. Right?
Mitzvahs.
And it's two totally different mitzvahs, right? I mean, one is in the other, one's going in the mikdash, and the other one's in order to use your kelim and do the base of mikdash.
He's the argument the opposite
way. Sure, I mean, then he's saying, so do the reverse. So since you yourself have to do it less, so say le. But I guess he's saying le is more particular in a sense. Le is like you must act. So saying is like to say le on something that you can use a shliach would be worse than saying al on something, you know. Al just means on the institution. So even if you don't have to act, you can say al. Right, I guess I have an answer to that. But still, I mean, it seems weak, right? And then he says like this. The ga mishum the tefilas gerim shehilachar tefila. Ah, he says another answer is, and even if you want to tell me, he doesn't say this, but I'm saying, even if you want to tell me that kalim and people are two totally different things, he says there is a case of a human being that goes in the mikvah when you convert. So if a person converts to Judaism, so prior to going to the mikvah, he can't say bracha because he's not commanded prior. He's not Jewish, and the action of going to the mikvah is what renders him Jewish, and then he can say the bracha. But then the bracha is going on in the past. So past, you have to say al. So since you say al, on, so therefore it's on that one, by a human being, who's converting, therefore also, by a person who's going in the mikvah, to go in the base of mikdash, to remove his defilement, therefore also, he also says al. Which again is difficult, because that's also a different institution. I mean, they're different tefillahs. It would seem they're all different kinds. I mean, but that's also different. And one is in order to make him Jewish. If anything, that maybe you'd argue is even closest to the one of Kalim. I guess that and Kalim are both like in order to remove some sort of non-Jewish status. I was going to the mikvah for basic mikdashes in terms of Tumah. But whatever, right? Okay, fine. So this is difficult.
But even if it's the same...
I mean, it seems the Rosh has this idea, the Riva has this idea of low plug. It's like you don't want to differentiate. You want to just do things simple, plain and simple across the board. Right? It sounds like that's his principle here.
Right.
Right? That seems like a principle. I mean, the Rambam didn't have that for sure. I mean, we didn't really do the Rambam yet. But according to the Rambam, and the Gemara, simple shot in the Gemara, by Mila, if the father does the Mila, you say Lamol. And if the agent does it, you say Alamila. So the very same mitzvah, you split. But see, I mean, look, you can hear an idea of low plug. But I mean, you think low plug is where they're the same exact mitzvah. I mean, here they're really different mitzvahs. It just happens to be they all involve the action of immersing, but they're different. Okay, fine. Okay. So I guess we'll just keep going here. I mean, let's just cover some problems. I mean, maybe we can start trying to get some answers, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just present you a bunch of problems. Let's see what happens. Okay. It says, Ve'alatilas lulav. Right, what about lulav? Lulav, you can't use an agent. But you say al. Yondos lulav, fisha pamvach achar sheyatzabal kvar. Not al. Lashayach barak lito, mishun dalabal mashma. By any time of the alantis night. So this is a standard answer, which is that the Gemara already says this, that by lulav, usually you pick it up first, and then you make the bracha, so it's passed. It's going on the pass. So therefore you say al. Okay, so you can't say because the connotation is wrong, the tenses are wrong. And he's on this time also because at times you can't wash your hands, you can't make the bracha before you wash your hands if your hands are dirty. So therefore you have to make bracha afterwards, so you do it afterwards, you say al.
What kind of answer is that from?
Now it's the Chanukah. Afagav de'ar shalasa de shliach. Even though by Chanukah you could use the shliach, so therefore you should say al. Right? So he's not going for this, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says, Urcha de milsa hu shekol adam madlik b'vesa u'neichel b'vesanes. Usually, the normal thing is that everyone lights because they love the miracle, and they love the miracle so much that everyone sings the bracha and whatever. Right? But it's true. I mean, most people don't miss an Chanukah, so usually you don't rely on the shliach, even though halachically it works. But bottom line is that that's what usually happens. Usually happens. People love the miracle. Sounds a little bit like his answer by. By Hallel, that the mitzvah is to answer, even though technically I'm after the mitzvah is to answer. So, it sounds similar to that. Orcha de Milsa, this is what normally happens. Okay, the question is, who cares? It's Orcha de Milsa. It's Orcha de Milsa, who cares? I mean, it's true, you could argue, it seems that he holds he could use a shliach. Seems that way, I mean. But still, I mean, fine, that doesn't help things. I mean, that's saying, so it's a different machlokas than the Chanukah, where he uses a shliach.
Right.
But the point is, in terms of brachos, he can't use the Ron's answer. So he has to give a different answer. Right, but I mean the Ron didn't. Doesn't seem to have any idea like this of what's normal. I mean, it sounds difficult. Okay, and then v'chein Ner Shel Shabbos, same thing by Ner Shabbos. Right, Ner Shel Shabbos, you say lahalik Ner Shabbos, even though technically you use a shliach, according to the Riva. I don't know if everyone holds that, but according to Riva, so still, since usually people don't because they love the mitzvah, so therefore, fine. Although, I mean. It's hard because by Ner Shabbos, not everyone in the household lights it. So there, right? No, it's hard to believe he's saying everyone in the household lights it. So it seems only the mother or whatever lights it. So that's the case. So what about everyone else? So he must be holding like the Ron's answer, but he just also holds that you can use a shliach. Apparently, he holds you could use a shliach, right? But people usually don't. Usually, someone from the house lights it. So therefore, right? Very fine. So it seems like there's machlokes there, but in Chanukah, would it work? Okay, would it work? And apparently, you can say it's a shliach, they hold just a mitzvah to have a candle, you don't have to actually do a maisa. Okay? The al sviras ha'omer, right? So what about sviras ha'omer? Right, sviras ha'omer. So sviras ha'omer is counting the omer. Remember, the Ron's answer was because you do it after the bringing of the carbon omer, right? He says, Lefisha nagu sheshat, this is a hard one. Shnagu sheshat mevarech, lehotzi, as mishaini yodei levarech. So some people don't know how to make the bracha of Shekhar Shem Sosvanu Al Sviyas Omer or Lis Barom, whatever. They don't know how. So they don't know how. Okay, but everyone's doing it, so they do it in shul, right? In the shul, the guy, the chazan, he says the bracha for everybody, right? He says the bracha for everybody. So it's his bracha going for everybody. So therefore, in theory, really, if you're doing it on your own, you should say leh. Right? Because you personally have to do it. But when the guy in shul does it for everybody, he says al, because he's doing it for everybody else. What do you think of that? The problem is that that the counting itself, I don't think he's doing for other people. You can't have someone else count for you. I don't think. You have to count Omer. can't use an agent to count for you. You're counting. Counting is counting. And what they don't know how to count? You don't have to count in Hebrew. I mean, just say today's the fifth day of the Omer. You know? So it seems to be that, he's saying is that they don't know how to make the bracha. So, but the mitzvah themselves, the mitzvah itself, they're doing, right? The mitzvah itself, they're doing. So the question is, so why can't he just say le? Right? He commanded to do it personally, and everyone is doing it personally. Who cares if everyone else is making the bracha or not? So everyone else isn't saying the bracha. He's making one bracha for everybody. So what? What does that mean to do with us? The question is the mitzvah. Could the mitzvah be done with the shliach? Could the mitzvah not be done with the shliach? And he said the mitzvah can't be done with the shliach. Because you have to count. He just says, well, but the one guy is making the bracha for everybody. So what? So what does that have to do with whether you can say al or le? The mitzvah is one where you personally have to do it. I mean, it's a simple answer. He doesn't explain. I mean, it's not immediately clear what he's talking about. But that's what he says. Okay, now one more, he says two more. Ube tefillin, so what do you say by tefillin? So tefillin, you have to put it on personally, right? Ube tefillin nimtza b'svarim meduyakim b'mitzvahs tefillin. Okay? So there are some svar there that he says in correct books, they have the text, who commanded us in the mitzvah of tefillin. Not to put on tefillin and not on the mitzvah of tefillin. But he commanded us in the mitzvah of tefillin. What's that? That's like neither here nor there. Sounds like he likes it though.
That was in Hebrew?
Be mitzvah tefillin. Be. Commanded us in the mitzvah. Right? It's funny. I mean, he doesn't explain it. He just says, this is the chenkatz of Rav Afazal. That's it. That the Rav had also. Doesn't explain it, but somehow he apparently thinks that this belongs in the Riva Shita. Okay? Strange, right?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
all
problem.
What? I don't know how it does anything. I don't know. You think you just say La and Yachton like we do. And why should, what's wrong with that?
What the import of
Bit? No. No, we'll have to just get a guess on that one. Maybe you think about it, but I mean, we're not ready for that. I mean, that's already, towards the end. You put it at the end. We have a Torah. What else in Torah? Learning Torah. So that you need to do yourself, right? So Mevarech Mashkin has last look at the Torah. Right? To be involved in learning Torah. That makes sense. So by matzah and mar, you should say la la'achol, right? To eat, because you have to eat, right? And that's, remember, with the Rif, the Ran also had that, except for if you, according to Rav Huna, if you're doing it in the past, you already filled your belly with it, whatever. But straight away, I mean, that's the way the Ran had it also. So that's not a problem. Okay. And that's
really
it. Yeah, they really go through, but they all did. I mean, the Ran also went through a bunch of cases. Well, the Ron did them, but they were a little more lengthy. I think he had this many also.
Oh, really?
Just did them more spread out. They were just like one-liners. So we got a lot of things going on here, right? So the Rambam also had a bunch. The Rambam also has a bunch. Okay, so I guess this is our job here, right? I mean, I don't see why we should do this today, right? I mean, let's just review the fact here and let's see if you could.
Where's the Rosh?
The Rosh is on page Kufchav Dalet on Aleph. It's fifth line. Kufchav Dalet 124. Okay, fifth line. I mean, you gotta really. I mean, I could just pull out an answer here, but I don't think that's really gonna be a good idea. So, I mean, but if you don't look at it overnight, then I'm just gonna do that tomorrow. So it doesn't really do much. But say it might be a good idea to look at it. You know, just compare. It's the fifth line, yeah. So just I guess I would like to try to compare him to the Ron because he sounds like very similar to the Ron, but he has these like new ideas here a little bit. You know, and the manifest differences. Yeah. 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 No. Yeah, so I guess, so again, the basic, I guess, distinctions you have is this Ner Chanukah thing. So what stands out, I mean, let's say what stands out. Stands out is, first of all, the Chanukah thing, where he says, because even though technically you could use a Shliach, right, technically you use a Shliach, most people don't, because they love the miracle so much, right, which is strange, even comparing to the Ron, whatever, that's just strange. What's that idea? How does that fit into his theory? Then he has similar to that is by Hallel also, where you don't have to, but it's a mitzvah to answer. Where does that fit into the deal here? Then also you see by Truma, remember, by Truma the Ran had that you say le, because you have to personally do it, although you have to have in mind. The thinking part is to you, another guy just does the action. This doesn't seem the Riva went for that. Riva just seemingly has Allah also, and presumably because he uses Shliach. who deals in shliach, and he knows this halacha that you have to think about it. It just seems like his theory doesn't go for it, you know? He doesn't have that move. Maybe, you know.
A truman.
Oh, is this saying that?
No, I'm saying, I think the first step methodologically is the differences, is his theory is almost the same as the Ram, yet there are differences. So before we answer all of his questions, you have to have his framework. So his framework we can just define the same as the Ram. But you can't, because there are differences. There are clear differences between him and the Ram. So even the best way to do it is first to define the cases which he ends up going different, and that will help us in, you know, like by Ner Chanukah, he has different.
What were they,
Truma? And Chanukah, in their Chanukah, the Chalivas, this is different, because he loved America, most people do it. Truma, he basically has different, because he's saying Al. And by Halel, although the Ram didn't mention anything, but I mean, it just seems like I'm putting that together with it, because it seems very similar to the Chanukah thing, which is that even though technically you don't have to do it, you basically could say, you know, you're supposed to answer along. It's a mitzvah. You know? And Omer, the Sfiras Omer, he does answer differently. Sfiras Omer. But it's very cryptic to know even what he's saying. So although that may seem a little bit relevant, you know, I mean, it could be he doesn't go for the Ron's thing about the Omer going on the past, which is a bit kiddish anyways, you know, it's going on. So I don't know, I'll leave the Omer out of it, just because it's very hard to, you know, you could do it, it's just very difficult. And once we could develop at least a distinction between the Ron and the Riva, so then we could help use this, the state of differences, to help us form what the Riva's Shita is, and then from there we could try to, you know, to answer, take the rest of the questions, you know, I mean, the rest of the problems. But I feel like just to start answering the questions without having a framework, and the harder questions I think are too hard until you have some idea. And the clue to understanding what his idea is, where he's different from the Ron. You know, that's how you can help draw out Shita. But even if you can't remember the Ron, you can't draw it. Just in his own right, I think that's a difficult part of his theory. What people normally do, how is that a factor? I think that's a problem. What is that? Who cares about that? That's what people usually do because they love the mitzvah. It's worse than halakha. Because halakha, at least you say it's a mitzvah.
Halakha.
Yeah, right. Here, it's not even saying because it's a kiyum. It's just saying people like to because they love the mitzvah. So what? It could be he holds it's not really a kiyum. I don't know. It's not really essentially like you have to. It's really an erish basically because someone else do it. But people do because, you know, halakha is saying it's a mitzvah to do it. In a halakha, I don't know. Is it necessarily a mitzvah? Somebody else was lighting it. There's no, I don't know if there's even halakha you have to come on. Someone else do it. You know? Argue, some even say it's better to have one person in a different position. So yeah, it is more difficult than all. But it's still in the same type of
similar.
Okay, is there any question?